I don't want to say mess, but clean up the ham shack and all that. After George's foray into the VHF contest here. So what do you have to report? W5AEC,
K5LL,
in the net, over.
Not much, but I got him to agree to, stuff Mike stole, those preamps at the top of the tower and everything else, even though we're beating everything with inch and 5/8. Move those down and attach them to the side of the house. And if they go into fail mode, all I have to do is, just tie it to the single antenna. Whether we have a preamp or not, on the 432 stack and 1296 stack, but we lose the preamp, we're not dead in the water. And 222, I got to look at again a little bit. It looked a little strange. And 902, a couple things just have troubleshooting. I just, 902, I can use 756A or whatever. And put it in transverter mode and sort the wheat from the chaff as it were, Rod.
Roger, understand. Yeah, and that's the way things go and all that. So hopefully you'll get it all straightened out. We worked him up through 432. We didn't try the higher bands, over.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that 902, like you said, the 1296 was dead, and he ran into a couple of deals, and I think M squared knows they got some problems because they're ready to fire off another couple of sequences, no questions asked, and everything else. So that first round of sequences, I think Mike and Matt know they got problems.
Roger. Oh, well, yeah, that's the problems when you're trying to run high power and preamps and all that good stuff. But, such is life. You do it and you get after it. So, I don't know, we've been lucky, I guess, so far. Okay, Kenny, thanks for the comments. Everybody's anxious to get things shut down and get to bed. I know I am. I got to head for Houston tomorrow, so have a good one. Thank you much for the contact there late in the contest. And all like that. Over.
Roger. Did I finally get the audio on this 2000 finally tamed a little bit?
Yeah, it sounds okay. Over.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure of, because the other day, I hadn't had it on the air since that one time you told me that, it just sounded like garbage and everything else, and I worked on it for about an hour and everything else, got out the manual and everything else, so I just want to make sure. K5LL on the group, W5AEC.
Oh, yeah, it's about as perfect as you can get, Kenny. Sounds just like you. Thank you much. Any late check-ins to the east? Any late check-ins to the east? K5LLL, net control by. Yeah, none heard. Okay, let's swing it on back to the west and see what George has done here and Bill and all like that. So we had a lot of fun. Only made 229 Qs and 120 grids, so didn't do as good as we'd want, but we've done a lot of other stuff on the side also, chasing cows, fixing fences, and so on like that. So K5TR, George, what do you have to report? K5LLL in the net, over.
Amazing to get up. We get here.
Roger, Roger, George. Glad you had a good time, and sounds like a good score. I guess you and the other George, NR5M, probably are going to be fighting each other. Let's see, also W5PR usually does pretty good, so I guess we'll have to wait to see what kind of scores they come up with, but sound like you got a super one there. I get too much working around here, you know, trying to get some work done and so on like that, as well as Hammond, so we don't do the contest 100%, but I mean, the last looks like the last 15 minutes of the contest, we did surprising surprised me. I worked W5ETM up in Echo Mike 25 and KB0HH on both 2 and 222, and then W5EY Rover up in Echo Mike 24, all in the last 15 minutes there. So that's the way it seemed like it always turns out. Thank you much, George, for your comments. W3XO, Bill, wonder how you did. And let's see, I did talk to Marshall, and I think he will be coming or will be leaving Monday evening or Tuesday early, heading out towards Big Bend. So sort of expect a phone call from him there, and he will be bringing four of the power supplies, two for you and two for me. W3XO stroke 5, K5LLL in the net, over.
Yeah, K5LLL in the net, W3XO stroke 5. I guess he has my phone number. I think I've sent it to him, but I'm not sure. So, we'll be glad to intercept the power supplies as well as our own. If we could find out which route he's taken, either 290 or 10 or something like that there, Rod. Yeah, okay, well, George certainly want me, I must say. George, congratulations, that's a fantastic score. On 6 meters, I had 277 and 116 grids. And on 2 meters, I had 36 Qs and 16 grids. And on 222, 9 and 8. And 432, 15 and 10. And 902, 3 and 2. And 1296, 4 and 3. And 2304, 1 and 1. That's WK5LLL. Never did work K5 queuing there. We tried, but nothing going either way. So total score about 61.2K there. I guess the high spot, actually WD5PHW has partnered with Puerto Rico today at 2-6. I didn't hear any of these. I did work at J6. I worked 2 Cubans, including CO2KK, and this morning I worked 2 HAs in Hungary, which really surprised me. K5LLL, the net W3XO stroke 5.
Yeah, Roger, Bill. Wow. It seemed like I'm a low man on the totem pole here. Hi. Yeah, I think we've got about 38K, something like that. But we did get quite a bit in the upper bands. We did work Marshall on 2304, 3456, and I think I've got three and three on 3456, four and three on 2304. We did do that, and even one on 10 gigs. So, as far as your phone number, I did give it to Marshall by email. So he has your home phone number, not the cell, but just the home phone. And he will, he indicated he will be coming 290 through Park, through whatever the town is right up north of you there. So I told him to give you a call, let you know that he was on the way, and then also when he got close. So Hopefully that'll all work out, Bill. And KB0HH, I guess, finally turned the antenna my way, and we worked him on phone on 2 meters and 222 and 432. We tried on CW. I heard him a little bit, but apparently he wasn't hearing me, so can't have everything, Bill. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I heard you working about 222, and I called him right after that, but nothing doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, he wasn't really strong, but he was there. So, you know, at least we didn't have to go to CW on that. And we did work Junior on 222 and 432, so we were happy about that. Glad you had a good time, Bill. Hope you go ahead and let your voice rest for a day or two now. And so on like that. Let's see what Tom has to say. Tom, we did listen for the 903 beacon, and it's up there panging away again, so glad to hear that. K5EH, K5LLL in the net. Over.
Yeah, okay, fine. Ron, hello everyone. K5VH just gave out a few points in the contest here. Nothing really going as far as good antennas, so glad we can at least get on the net here on Sunday nights anyway. Yeah, we got the 432 and 903 beacons connected up again, and they're working. I still need to do some improvements there and replace a mast. 10 gigs, I'll try to get working next week, Ron. It should still be just fine once I fix that little power supply pigtail going to the amplifier up there, so nothing major. And boy, it sure has been hot, 100 degrees down in San Antonio, about 96 here, and it didn't seem to help propagation much on the various bands. Kind of, from what I could tell, it was kind of average to below average. Didn't hear many rovers either, just RZ there coming down this way, so cost of gasoline being what it is, I guess we're lucky to get even that. Anyway, fiddle around the shack, and I'm working on antennas as usual. K5VH, over to net.
Yeah, real fine, Tom. K5EH, K5LLL in the net. Well, glad the work is coming your way anyway, and all that, and you're getting set up at your new QTH. I'm not assuming it's any better than the one you had before, but you know, anything where you can get up antennas is better than nothing. Hi. Yeah, let's see. Thought I had a comment, but guess not. Old propagation was really sort of pitiful. You know, it wasn't anywhere near what we expected. Although this evening it seemed to perk up. So, but there was a very definitely a lack of Dallas stations on the air. I did work WD5ZDP and also Kent, WA5EJB, worked them, and all maybe one or two other stations, but none of the big guns or anything like that. So such things go. Oh well, let's see. Any late check-ins? K5LLL, net control by.
W5EMC.
Yeah, W5EMC, K5LLL in the net. Thank you much for the contacts, and I wonder how you, what kind of fun you had during the contest. W5EMC, K5LLL in the net. Over.
Pretty good. We didn't have a lot of time to spend. We had other interruptions. But we got a couple of note cards full of call letters here on some on six, some on two. And well, it was a nice kind of workout, and we heard a lot of stations that went off with somebody else on a different band. We didn't always hear him come back, but it was fun seeing what we could hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's what it's all about. You know, have fun, and you know, it gives you the indication of what you need to do to prepare for the next one. And all like that. I'm glad I turned all this off, man. The temperature in here in the ham shack was getting pretty warm with the amplifiers running and everything, even with the air conditioner. But now it's started cooling down again. Thank you much for checking in. Any other late check-ins? K5LLL, net control. Any comments for the net? K5LLL, over.
India Fox Trot Sierra.
Okay, I got to turn the antenna a little bit further north for Ray. Not copying him due to the noise here. W5IFS, Ray, you have any comments for the net this evening? Over.
Not much comment. K5LLL, W5IFS. Man, I must have been in a null because I could barely hear you and you really came up. So. And I did not get a chance to work the contest. It was a hectic family weekend. I've been working on getting the rotor updated, getting I didn't get the power worked on, no antennas up, but I have a good excuse. Saturday was a big day preparing for a party, and then last night having a very big party to celebrate that KG5BIN is now officially an Aggie. Over.
Oh, Roger, you got another Aggie going there, or an Aggie going. Okay, at least he's a little closer. I guess, does that mean Aggie, like in College Station A&M, over?
It does. He went to Kingsville for 1 year, then came home and did ACC for a year. Then he went off to Blinn in Bryan for a year, and I'm so proud of him. He got 3.7 this last semester, which brought up his grade point average enough that A&M said, y'all come. And so starting in September, Kevin will officially be an Aggie. So instead of finishing off another semester at Blinn, he will be working on, I guess it's the name, economics. So very, very proud of him. So obviously last night was a big family party to celebrate the occasion. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, pass along our congratulations to him, and at least he's a little closer to home now. I guess that that helps there. Okay, Ray, thank you much for the comments. I think with that, if there are no more comments for the net, we'll go ahead and get ready to close it down. Any other last-minute comments? K5LLL, net control. Well, none heard. I'm going to go ahead and give this equipment a rest here, and look for y'all next Sunday night at 9 o'clock this time. Won't be so late. So thank everyone for checking in. Look forward to seeing you next weekend on the net. And hopefully everything will settle out here and everybody will get their logs lined up and sent in and so on like that. Thank everyone again for checking in. See you next weekend. K5LLL, net control, closing down the net, returning 144-150 for normal operation.